Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Corinthians 7, where we notice this strange word. Paul addresses the betrothed. This needs to be read as virgins. So Paul is speaking of those who have never had sex, nor have they been married. The biblical idea is that those two be one and the same. And Paul is assuming as much here in this text. Never married people should be virgins, those who have never engaged in sexual relationships. That's the ideal. And that's not just what you need to hope for your children if you're parents, but it's what you need to teach your children and exalt towards your children. You need to hold it out as what is beautiful and good and right. Sex is a way of expressing marital love to your spouse, by which there are lasting consequences, namely a spiritual bond that is established and almost indescribable. And another consequence can be children. It should come as no surprise to anyone who engages in sex that they may produce a child. Children are, by design, meant to be raised in an atmosphere of a father and mother who love each other and their children. And that's one of the main and obvious reasons sex is to be within the bonds of marriage. We can't tiptoe around that biblical reality. We can't stop saying that sex is designed for marriage just because the trend of our culture is going a different direction. Now, does that mean that God will not bless or oversee single moms and come to their rescue? Does it mean that children are born out of wedlock are less than? Absolutely not. God is a forgiving God and a merciful God, and the children are not to be blamed for adult mistakes. But we simply don't say it enough or teach it enough that God's design for marriage and sex comes in that order, marriage and then sex. Because as the Song of Solomon says, we should not stir up or awaken love before the right time, because it's simply too intoxicating and it is meant for a safe, lifelong bond. Today when you pray, please pray for Uber Aliaga, our changemaker missionary in Peru. And also remember the Armenian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Armenia and Lebanon.